A migrant settlement organisation has released its fifth research on refugee settlement and integration. The latest research commissioned by Settlement Services International focuses on refugees with a disability and the challenges they face when arriving in Australia. The report also recommends reviewing the settlement policy to ensure it aligns with disability strategy, so the process is streamlined. The Wire's Eduardo Jordan asked Head of Research and Policy at SSI, Dr. Tiger McMahon, what the research entails.
This research data developed about 5 years ago. We were interested in, we're an organisation that helps to settle newly arrived refugees. And so we were interested in the social connections and the rights and responsibilities of those refugees. Because a lot of the research that has, in the past research, tends to focus more on their health, their employment, their education and training. All of those things are important. But as SSI, we felt that social connections and access to rights and responsibilities are really important parts of living a new life or starting a new life in a new country.
And what are some of the specific support services refugees with a disability need to thrive in Australia?
Well, we're lucky in many respects in Australia. We're a wealthy country and we have excellent settlement services in Australia. And we also have very good disability services in Australia. We have not just the NDIS, but also a range of health and other modalities of support. I guess the issues are that the refugees with disabilities need the same types of services and supports that other people with disabilities need. They also need the same types of services and supports that other refugees need. The issue becomes that intersection is where things don't necessarily work, because of course refugees with disabilities are both refugees, but they're also living with a disability.
And we usually don't hear about refugees with disabilities, so I think this is a very important aspect of the research to be considered.
It is very rare for research to be conducted, and that's partly because it's actually quite hard to do, not just here in Australia, but also internationally. So one of the things that we wanted to do, because we're an organization that not only do we provide support to refugees, we also provide support to people to access the NDIS. And so we're in a unique position, really, in many respects, in that we both see refugees with disabilities as refugees in one part of our program support areas, but we also see them as people with disabilities in another part of our program areas.
Now, how misaligned is the link between being a refugee and disability policies according to the research?
According to the research, really, we do need to lift our game. We have excellent settlement policies and excellent settlement programs, and we also have quite world-leading disability policies and disability programs. But again, going back to that, it's actually how do we get those two things to actually match up so that settlement policies are responsive to refugees with disabilities and so that disability policy is responsive to refugees. So it's trying to get those two, I suppose, silos in a sense, if you want to call them that, to work better so that refugees with disabilities who are living that life that intersects between those two silos are able to live their life to their full potential.
And one of the interesting things the report shows is that refugees with a disability struggle to access government services. Why is this?
Look, I think they share the difficulties that many refugees face in accessing services, and they also share the difficulties that people with disabilities have in terms of accessing government services. But our research found that language difficulties was the highest barrier that our participants nominated themselves, followed by things like difficulties in using and finding mobile apps for the services they need. So MyGov, Medicare, those kind of apps that we all need to survive in the world. Waiting for appointments, because if you're a person with disability, you're often waiting a long time for specialist appointments. Things like transport difficulties. So these are the kind of, and then of course, not knowing where to go to get help.
Now, what is Settlement Services International recommending in this report to the federal government to improve services to refugees with a disability?
Look, I think the first thing I would say, Eduardo, is that we have recommendations for the federal government, but we also have recommendations for all governments and for organizations like ourselves, settlement services. So we don't believe that one place is going to actually fix this issue, fix these issues. And so for the Australian government, for the federal government, we do think that we need to see increased resourcing for on-arrival settlement services. We also need to maintain the specialized services that we have in settlement services. For other Australian governments, there's a lot of redesign happening or a lot of reform happening at the moment in disability. And we think that all Australian governments, state and territory and federal governments, need to be rethinking about refugees with disabilities.
That was Dr. Tiger McMahone from the Settlement Services International there, speaking with the wise Eduardo Jordan. For the full interview, you can listen to Fair Comment on the Community Radio Network.